And now the moment we've been waiting for is here.
Hey, I'm here for the big show.
This guy, Todd.
Did he make you laugh?
He's funny.
He's losing sometimes.
It's kind of a big show.
Okay, boys, hit it.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Jackpot, baby.
It is The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Got the live stream up and running. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Tonight on the show, an argument as to why you should leave your infants at home. Especially if you're going to a comedy show. Come on, people. Also, we have, sadly, another story of someone using food as a weapon. And this happened during a road rage incident in Indiana. That's a clue as to food they used. on Tuesdays I do Tasty Tuesday. We talk about food news. Tonight, I only have two stories, really, maybe three. And it's I'm just going to label this the Not-So-Tasty Tuesday because none of the stories sound edible to me. So we're going to talk about that, plus the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I didn't get to this last night. They announced their inductees on Sunday. A number of people not super pleased, but we'll talk about that. But first,
run!
You know, I might be more qualified than some of these people going to the Rock Hall.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This goes back to the whole thing of, is it really rock and roll or is it just music? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. if you want to put, for example, going into this, Foreigner, Ozzy, Peter Frampton, okay.
Yeah.
But then you've got Mary J. Blige, Cher. I mean, don't misunderstand. I'm not knocking Cher. It's just when we always have this conversation when this comes up every single year. Is it really just rock and roll or is it the Music Hall of Fame? Because some of these, Dionne Warwick is going in.
Right.
She's not rock and roll, but she's, you know, pop music from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I don't really have an opinion one way or another with some of these artists anymore. It's like, I guess it just depends on who's popular, you know?
If you look,
know what I mean? It's like some artists that go in, you're kind of like, all right, well, I guess I'll let anybody in.
I mean, if you look at who they inducted, like the first 5 or 6 years of the Hall of Fame, it was like, yeah, I mean, that's rock and roll.
Yeah.
But then after that, it really wavered.
Right. I mean, I like Dave Matthews Band.
Right. And so do I. Yeah.
And I posted a picture on my Facebook last night of me and Dave.
Oh.
I got to meet him years ago at a show in Cincinnati.
Oh, you guys are tight now, huh?
Well, no, well, not then. At all. I'm pretty sure he was stoned and probably didn't remember me at all. But I don't really have any room to talk because I was there with a date.
Oh.
And when I posted the picture, I couldn't remember for the life of me her name.
Well.
And I put on there, I said, you know, unfortunately, I don't remember what her name was. She was a lovely, lovely person.
I'm sure.
And this was 20 plus years ago. Lo and behold, a friend of hers saw the picture and tagged her.
Okay.
Yeah. Now she's some big shot.
Oh,
yeah,
man. And then you're just,
I'm just,
you know,
at the very best, what's the little liner that I run? A mid-level local talk host, right? Yeah. At a local radio station. So anyway, I was going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but we kind of, covered it. Also, nominees that did not make it in. Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty rock and roll.
I like Lenny too. He's good.
And Mariah, All I Want for Christmas is Carrie.
Rock and roll written all over her.
Also Cool and the Gang's going in. And Ozzy. Mm-hmm. And A Tribe Called Quest. MC5 and Jimmy Buffett. And forgive me, somebody named Norman Whitfield. And I don't know who that is, but I'm sure he is completely justified for going in.
I bet you Jason Michaels would know exactly who that is.
Oh, here he comes running.
He's running into my studio right now. Hold on.
Who's Norman?
One of the greatest producers Motown ever had.
Well, there you go.
Yes. So definitely justified, like you were saying.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Buffett, MC5, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield are going in as recipients of the Musical Excellence Award. So the real reason I asked you, I gave you a call there, Ron, is last night I was feeling a little, I don't know, strange, a little uneasy, and I couldn't really figure out what the problem was. And then you just did this story about the bird flu.
Oh.
Now, what again are the symptoms that they say that you should be on the alert for? Now, I guess it's just they're concerned about pets.
Yes, that was the key to the story. They say if your pet appears to be depressed, maybe slow, lethargic.
Yeah, that was me.
Maybe not eating, I think, was one of those.
Yeah, I haven't been eating like I used to.
And and moping around a lot.
Yeah,
they said.
And I think there was something about appears to be stumbling a bit.
When they walk, appear kind of drunk. Yeah.
Well, that was my Monday night.
Yeah. Wow. That's too bad.
So I hope I don't have the bird flu.
They say, you know, if you're outside and you step in some bird poo, and you walk into the house with it on your shoe, they can even get it from that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't be licking the bottom of my shoe.
I would refrain.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. At least until we get this bird flu under control.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Ron.
All right. Well, hang in there, buddy. You want me to call a vet for you? Or?
I need a vet. I don't need a doctor. I need a vet.
Okay.
We had a car crash into a building yesterday.
Your crashed car.
In local news, a spectacular car crash.
House car.
So I got this last night. We had a report of a car. Actually, it was a red pickup truck. I'm trying to see what kind of truck it is. I don't have my good glasses on, and it's in black and white. But I know it's red because I remember getting the text about it from Gabrielle Enright, by the way. This happened yesterday around 12:45 p.m. Sometimes these trickle in. And this looks like an area, well, let's see, it was North Finley Street and East First Street. There were people, I'm sure, saw this. Why didn't anybody text me before last night? This was a truck into a building, and that was number 44 for the year. So if you're keeping track, that is 44 for the year. And don't forget, our tally is sponsored by the great folks at Tires Unlimited. You can visit them in Moraine and Troy, their new location up in Troy. So, if you're keeping track, that is number 44 for the year. Coming up, well, I'll just talk about it now. I got a few minutes. So, and I think Jason Roberts did a report about this, and I talked about the passing of Steve Kirk when he passed away while ago. And he was a big inspiration, and he gave me some guidance in my early career. Steve Kirk worked at WING Radio. And, you know, here's the thing: is lots of times in radio, program directors don't want you mentioning other call letters on your air because they're like kind of like a competitor. I don't really think of Wing as a competitor, just to be candid with you. But he was an icon. I mean, he was up there with Lou M. This was somebody that everybody knew. Well, of course, you know, he passed away back in February. And they finally announced that they are going to have a celebration of life for Kirky. And it's going to be May 13th from 4 to 7 p.m. And that's at Poland Farms in Kettering on Bigger Road. And that is a Monday. That's a Monday. So if you were a fan of Kirky, as I was, and many people in this building were, you might make plans to attend that. He was inducted into the Radio Television Broadcasters Hall of Fame, as well as the Dayton Area Broadcasters Hall of Fame in 2003. And he worked from 1966 to 1991 at Wings. So I just wanted to mention that because, like I said, I mean, one of my first jobs was at Wing. And at some point I moved down the hallway to Z93 and did overnights. And in the mornings, after my show was over at 5 a.m., I would go out and get lunch for the morning show and Kirky. And he was always very cool. He let me sit in the studio and watch him work, which was pretty remarkable for a young man who wanted to be in radio and who, by the way, when he was 10 years old, and I'm talking about me, got a tour of Wing, and it was Kirky who gave us the tour. So clearly this man had a hand in what I do here on the show.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
You gotta tune in, man. You gotta tune in.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290. Or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
What's his name? E-L-O-N, Elon Musk. He is a real-life superhero conquering Mars. He's lighting weed with a flamethrower, riding electric cars. E-L-O-N, Elon Musk.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. So, this morning I wake up and I'm looking at my Facebook feed and I see a story from some page called Love Style. Love Style. But here's the headline. Says Elon Musk fires entire cast of The View after acquiring ABC. Now, I thought, now wait a second. If this had happened, I would have heard of it. So I quickly, you know, I do a little search. I'm like, no, this is just fake news. And it all came about from a meme that somebody posted in September of last year. So, me being the person that I am, you know, I want to set people straight. I'm like, look, don't believe this garbage. Because there were all these comments from people saying, oh, thank God, I hate that show. Oh, I can't stand Whoopi. Oh, you know. And here's the thing. It's like, I don't care for him either. But it's not true. So, I posted fake news. This crap is from last year. At least generate new fake news if you're going to waste everyone's time. This is a story from September. They can't even generate new fake news. They're so lazy. They're using fake news from last year. But here's what's even stranger. Is that after I saw this morning and thought I was doing my part to try to correct people and make them see the error of their ways, I saw that same post, the same pictures, the same headline about five times today. So it is just ridiculous that one, this crazy fake story is going viral, it seems, again, but that it's from last year. You know, I don't understand why anybody makes fake news. I don't get it. You know, it just seems like a waste of time. A lot of effort into putting something together that eventually will be discredited. But anyway, yeah, you just got to be careful what you see on the interwebs.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Could this day get any more fantastic?
Let's get on with it.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. We got the live stream up. You can watch on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And if you do, follow me on YouTube. If you watch it, just click on subscribe. I don't think it's the bird flu that I have. I was feeling a bit off last night. Stumbling around. Lethargic, mopey. I think it's the allergies. Holy cow. And I'm taking medication, but man, oh man. It's kind of knocking me for a loop, and I bet a lot of people are dealing with that. Heather on the live stream says she sneezed almost 50 times today. That is crazy! We got this.
Why are people throwing food at you?
It's criminal.
We don't waste food around here.
Food is not a weapon.
Look out, I was attacked with baloney.
Floating mashed tater ball.
If you persist in throwing food, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Still trying to come up with a good open for this feature. I'm not happy with that, but we'll find something. Well, this happened in Indianapolis, and it had to do with a road rage incident.
A very bad case of road rage.
There was this road rage.
Could have just been road rage. You ever think of that?
And this guy turning right, like, swearing, you know, road rage.
I got road rage.
I just have so much road rage.
Please, keep the road rage to a minimum, folks.
Cops in Indianapolis say they arrested a 42-year-old woman after a road rage incident in which she allegedly threw a container of spaghetti out her window at another car being driven by a pregnant woman. Cops say there was some sort of incident on the road between the two, and that started a brief chase, including tailgating, brake checking, side swapping, wiping, side swiping, and of course, throwing pasta. They also said the suspect flashed a handgun at the other driver who had children in the car. Towards the end of the incident, the suspect hurled the spaghetti at the other driver's car and connected, partially covering the door and the victim, who had the window open, in spaghetti. Now, it doesn't say if it was just a bowl of spaghetti or if it was spaghetti with meatballs and tomato sauce. Or anything like that. It doesn't say. It just says spaghetti. Cops quickly arrived, and the spaghetti thrower was arrested and charged with intimidation, a level 5 felony, and pointing a firearm, a level 6 felony. But there was no charge for throwing the pasta. That has to be assault. I mean, we've had many stories of people using food as a weapon. It could be burritos. That's a popular food. I mean, the way you hold it, you know, it's kind of, especially if you get one from Chipotle. It's big, it's bulky, it's got some oomph to it, you know? So there you go. There's your food as a weapon. And speaking of food, it is...
Why don't you go inside and get yourself a tasty snack?
Want a bite? They're real tasty.
How you get so big to do food of this kind?
It was tasty.
Delicious and tasty.
When you're hungry, everything looks tasty.
That was a tasty little hors d'oeuvre.
You know, I love talking about food because it's one of the things that unites us all. You may not agree on politics or religions or sports teams, but by gosh, we all love a good meal, don't we? Ian, my producer tonight, he just commented on the screen. There's a game where you actually throw fake burritos at each other?
Yeah. I tried to pull it up real quick just so I can like describe it, but actually I'm getting terrible service. But it's like, so I think there's two like fake burritos.
Okay.
The game's called Throw Burrito. You can look it up if you want.
Okay.
And Here it is.
Throw burrito.
So I just have like some some pointers that came up.
Sure,
about the game.
Yeah.
So there's three things. There's something called brawl where you the players to your left grab a burrito and throw it at each other. Don't know why. And then there's something called war where all the players scramble for the burritos that are on the table and unleash a burrito style dodgeball game. And then there's something called duel where you select two players to throw burritos, but unlike the brawl, they must be sophisticated and count down while standing at a distance, 3, 2, 1, burrito, before they can throw at each other.
It must be sophisticated while you're throwing yes. fake burritos at each other.
Yes.
Now, how big are these burritos?
I'd say
they look like a regular burrito.
Like a good sized Chipotle burrito.
Are they made of foam? Is that the story?
I don't know if it's foam, but it's a fake material. It's a soft material.
Hard plastic?
Yes, metal.
Wow, metal. Oh man. Take the kid to the ER. Why? We got hit in the head with a burrito. We were playing Beat the Burrito. Or what's it called again? Burrito? What's it called?
It's called Throw Burrito.
That sounds like a great song.
Throw Burrito.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, I mean, if they market it, they'll hit
burrito.
You up.
That should be it. All right, we got food news. It's this is actually not so Tasty Tuesday because none of these stories really appeal to me. It might appeal to someone. Of course, here in a week or so on Saturday, May 4th, you know what that is. It's Star Wars Day. And leading into Star Wars Day, True Moo Milk has released the galaxy's new blue milk. This is blue milk based on the blue milk that was in Star Wars. Now, I've seen Star Wars many times, but I'm not a Star Wars nerd. And I don't know where the blue milk came from. It was some planet. I don't know what animal they milked the blue milk from, you know, I don't know what sort of creature it was. I'm sure somebody out there who knows their Star Wars lore will give us the details. 937-457-1290. But, you know, if you've listened to the show with any amount of regularity, you will know that I do not believe in ingesting anything blue. I don't believe that blue is a natural food color. And don't get me started on blueberries. To me, they're deep purple. But blue is not like an actual food color, in my view. I've seen some varieties of food that they say, oh, well, this is blue, and I'm not buying it. But blue food, to me, just says food coloring and chemicals. So if you are a Star Wars fan, and you just got to try the blue milk, I guess it's in grocery stores now, and it's called True Moo. The other thing that we have to talk about, now fortunately Ohio is not in the area that...
This is an Evening Edge Cicada Watch update.
That we're going to be infested with cicadas. We had ours a couple of years ago. Remember that everywhere you walked? Crunch, crunch, crunch. And it was just cicadas 24/7 all the time. We couldn't escape them. But this year in parts of the Midwest and the Southeast, there are going to be two big broods emerging from the ground at the same time. And this is the first time that these particular broods, in 220 years that they've emerged at the same time. So there will be bazillions of these cicadas. And I remember talking about this when we had our issue with the cicadas back in 2021, that entomologists say that cicadas make a tasty treat. They say cicadas offer several health benefits, including being high in protein, low in fat, and containing various important minerals. They recommend consuming only the newly emerged soft-shelled cicadas for the best culinary experience. See, I like something crunchy. You know, eating crunchy food for me is kind of a stress release. That's why I chew ice. I chew ice. Drives my wife a little bit nuts, but she's used to it. They say once you've gathered your cicadas, you should begin by thoroughly washing them to remove dirt or debris. And all those cicada juices. Boiling them for a few minutes can help eliminate any potential bacteria and make them safer to eat. After boiling, you can roast your cicada, you can saute your cicada, you can even deep fry your cicada. And cicadas are known for versatility in recipes, lending a texture and flavor to many that many compare to shrimp or asparagus. I love shrimp. I love asparagus. I would never, ever compare that to cicadas. There are some dishes you might consider. Cicada tacos. chocolate dipped cicadas and cicada stir fry. And there is a restaurant in New Orleans, called the Audubon Insectarium. And they have a menu called Bug Appetit. It's their Bug Appetit, cafe. And they will be serving a cicada salad. Includes a green salad with apple, almonds, blueberry vinaigrette, and roasted cicadas. The chef says he also prepares dragonflies in the same way. We've now devolved to eating insects. John at Fairborn, what's up, John?
Well, you threw a couple of wrenches in there. I called up about the spaghetti thing, but I like the cicada thing. But you mentioned chewing ice. Stop it. I ruined my teeth doing that. I used to eat ice like potato chips, and now I got all these pressure cracks. So you might want to get your teeth checked for pressure cracks.
Oh, I get my teeth checked out. My teeth are fine. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay.
But I mean,
you never know when the crapple is going to hit the fan, though.
Well, that is true. That is 100% true. All right, John.
As far as the spaghetti,
being
Italian, anybody throwing spaghetti, it, to me, is an assault against humanity. But the reason I think that it wasn't considered assault was they probably didn't add the Parmesan.
Or maybe it was al dente.
Well, yeah, but you never want to waste Parmesan. That's all I can say.
I got you, John. Okay. All right. Thanks, buddy. There you go. 937-457-1290.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. Double
D.
H.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Well, he has quite the reputation.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
The dopest rapper in the bridge.
I'm a rapper.
Oh, you're a rapper. Oh, okay.
The hottest new rap star.
Your rapping the other day was seriously amazing. Like, for sure.
There's your rapper.
I ain't making no money rapping.
Play some rap music.
That's my thing. I rap.
Can you rap about a cheese sandwich?
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. We do have a rapper watch story. Nicki Minaj. She's catching some heat. By some folks. Others, they support her 100%. Because over the weekend, she was at a show in Detroit. And during one of her performances, or one of her songs, and it's caught on video, Nicki Minaj is seen swatting away an item that was flying towards her face on stage. Somebody winged something up on stage. And she kind of blocked it, which is pretty impressive. But then, whatever it was, and people have been throwing stuff into the crowd, or throwing stuff on stage. It looks like it might have been a cell phone. but she picked it up and winged it back into the crowd, which is not a very good idea. Now, nobody likes having stuff thrown at them. I get it. I've had stuff thrown at me before. I have. But you don't throw it back because you don't know where it's going to land. You're not going to hit the person who threw it. You're going to hit somebody else. And that's when the lawsuits begin. But anyway, this is, like I said, this has been a trend. Last year, Bebe Rexha, singer, left with a black eye after a fan threw a cell phone in hopes of getting a photo. Pink was left speechless after one of her fans last year threw her mom's ashes on stage. She threw her mother's, this fan threw her mother's ashes on stage. And then Cardi B narrowly avoided charges after she threw a mic at a fan after a drink was thrown at her during a Vegas show. And of course, Harry Styles, he's been hit a number of times while on stage, primarily from Skittles. People are throwing Skittles.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
That time again.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
It's showtime!
This is great. It's a nice break.
This guy, Todd.
Monday through Friday.
Getting restless.
5 to 7.
All right, I'm listening.
Let's start the show.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now. 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Funny guys are dangerous. They'll make you laugh and laugh and laugh. And then boom. You're naked.
It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. The live stream is up and humming along on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So in the last segment, we were talking about rapper Nicki Minaj, who over the weekend caught a little bit of heat because she was doing a show in Detroit, and some jerk out in the audience threw something at her while she was on the stage. And I went through a short list of other entertainers who have been targeted before. The thing that she did, though, is she picked it up, whatever it was. It looked like maybe a cell phone, I'm not sure. But then she winged it back into the crowd, which really could, you know, that could hurt somebody. But we also have the story of the food as a weapon in Indianapolis where a road rage incident between two women resulted in one of them hurling a container of spaghetti at the other driver. So, again, something odd being thrown at you. Well, during the news break there, the conversation has sort of erupted on the live stream about odd things that you've had thrown at you. And I thought, and I'm just flying by the seat of my pants here most nights, I thought that might be an interesting conversation. Odd things that have been thrown at you. Heather says when she lived in California, somebody on the 101 freeway threw a banana peel at her, and it landed on her windshield. That would be an odd thing, for sure. I mentioned the fact that years ago, I was the president of the Beaver Creek High School Alumni Association, and I was asked if I wanted to be in the homecoming parade one year. So I said, sure. And it wasn't like a float or anything. All it was actually somebody's Jeep Cherokee. And they put a sign on the side, you know, that somebody made with markers and a poster board. You know, it wasn't anything spectacular, which was fine. I mean, I didn't care. It was just fun to be in the parade. But we're going down the street, down Dayton Xenia. And I think we're like right in front of Main Elementary. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see somebody along the parade route. Sort of wind up and throw something towards me. I shouldn't say towards me. It was like at me. And it was a rock. Now, it didn't break anything. It did hit the car. And I thought, well, who in the hell is throwing rocks at me? And I looked and I thought, well, I guess if it was a former classmate, okay, sure. You know, maybe they thought, I thought I had it with that guy. I was sick of him in school and I don't want to see him again. Of course, talking about me. But no, it was some kid. It was some like 12-year-old kid. Just picked me out of the parade route and whizzed a rock right at the vehicle. And I remember just sitting there like astonished, like what just happened? But to the kid's dad's credit, I watched as that dad grabbed that kid by the scuff of his neck and took him inside. And I don't know what happened behind closed doors, but holy cow. That was nuts. That was crazy. So, just an odd conversation topic. What odd thing has been thrown at you? Anything? Anything odd? Any unusual? I mean, when you perform like I do, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like you or is annoyed with you. You know, maybe you're on stage and you have to make an announcement that people don't want to hear. I've been on stage before and talking to the crowd. Sometimes people get a little incensed. I think it's more of a case now than it used to be. People will throw stuff at the stage, especially if it's at a bar. I've seen that before. Not cool. Not cool. But if you got something like that, 937-457-1290. We got an idiot of the week to talk about.
You are a stupid, stupid idiot.
Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots too.
Idiot, imbecile, pig.
Wake up, idiot.
Silly dilly dopio. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I saw this story and I thought it was kind of idiotic. This happened in Australia. And there was an American comic who I guess he's very popular there. And his name is it R.J. Barker? A.R.J.? R.J. Barker? R.J. Barker? I'm not sure. But apparently he's on the show Flight of the Conchords. He was doing a show there Saturday night, and there was a woman in the audience with a seven-month-old baby. A seven-month-old baby at a comedy show in an auditorium of 700 people. Well, what do you think happened? The baby starts acting up. And at first the comedian, he kind of makes a joke about the baby, not, you know, at the baby, but just making a joke about the baby crying, right? But this baby keeps going. His baby's heckling the comedian without even knowing the baby is heckling. So finally, the comedian starts doing this skit where he tells the crowd that he speaks baby and that the baby is saying, "Mommy, get me the heck out of here." Well, mom thinks that he's joking, but he's not. And she asks him right there, who, by the way, she was breastfeeding at the time. Now, don't get me started on breastfeeding in public. I have no issue with that at all. However, a comedy show within the first four or five rows where a comedian can see you breastfeeding, I don't know. It seems like that's not the place to do it. So the kid's crying, the kid's making noise, the kid's disturbing everybody else, and she's breastfeeding. So finally, the comedian just says, "You gotta go." He booted her from the show. And she says she was just humiliated by this. And in fact, she says that 10 to 12 other people walked out of the auditorium as an act of solidarity with the mother and the baby. What kind of nincompoop brings a seven-month-old baby to a comedy show? That just makes no sense. And it also seems to me, and I know this is Australia, and maybe sensibilities are a little different there. I don't know. But I feel like if you've got an infant, and most infants are prone to crying at inopportune times, you might think to yourself, well, boy, I don't want to take this baby out because to the theater or to a comedy show or to the movies or something, because they could disturb other people. And as someone who has done improvisational comedy on stage before in front of an audience, you want their attention. When you're telling jokes or whatever it might be, there is a rhythm. And when you've got a baby screaming or crying or carrying on, come on, that just doesn't make any sense. So that's pretty idiotic to me. Lynn in Kettering, what's up, Lynn?
Hey, how are we?
We are doing good. How about you, Lynn?
I am well. I commute back and forth from Columbus to Kettering 2 or 3 days a week. Thanks for what you do.
Oh, well, my pleasure.
I have a story. Someone threw something at me when I was in ninth grade. I was sitting in algebra class, and I'd fallen asleep, and my algebra teacher threw an eraser at my head and woke me up.
Oh, my God. Right in the noggin.
It was one of those humiliating moments that I sure learned a lesson, and by the time I graduated, he and I were good friends.
Well,
he was an elderly teacher at the time and wore a little bow tie and was no nonsense.
Can you imagine, and I'm sure you've thought about this before, when you have this memory of being walloped in the head with an eraser.
I know what you're going to say.
If that had happened now, happened now, there would be a lawsuit of some sort.
Exactly. My parents were just embarrassed at me. Lynn,
right?
What were you thinking?
Yeah.
Go to bed earlier tonight. Don't be sleeping in class.
Yeah, that's the way parents were now, but now kids can do no wrong.
No, you know? I agree.
Yeah. All right, Lynn, I appreciate your call. Have you got a story about something being thrown at you? I want to hear it.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7, we kind of got off on a strange topic. Odd things that have been thrown at you. And Jackie, watching on the live stream, says that I had a tomato thrown at me before. It wasn't road rage. It was my ex-husband who, and it turned out okay, I guess. They are now best friends, so that's not bad. And then they made tomato sauce. Nah, I don't know. 937-457-1290. All right, Cliff in Tip City. What's going on, Cliff?
Hey, Todd.
Hey.
Seventh or eighth grade, I'm minding my own business. This is after lunchtime. I've eaten and now wandering around in the gym.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I felt like somebody just came up and punched me as hard as they could right in the face.
Oh.
And what had happened is some dude is throwing a penny at some girl, misses the girl, and just this penny lands edge on.
Ooh.
Right between the eyes.
Oh, my God.
Leaves a cut.
Oh.
I'm bleeding. I have to go to my family physician to get it stitched up.
The family,
it was actually the son of the physician.
Who threw it?
Penny. Yep.
Oh, now that is a weird turn of events.
Yes.
Wow.
But weird for him, especially.
Yeah. And did you tell the doctor? He said, well, doc, the person who threw it actually was your son.
Yes, I did share that information.
And I'm sure it was. What? Man, yeah. Oh, man. That's crazy. Well, I appreciate your story, Cliff. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. Wild Bill in St. Mary's. Hey, Wild Bill. What's up, man?
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yay. So, that lady in Indianapolis that threw the spaghetti, I think she did get charged with assault and pepper. Thank you, thank you. Also, you were suggesting that people eat cicadas?
Well, first of all, I wasn't suggesting anything of the sort. I was just merely relating a story about Cicada Fest 2024 and how some crazy people are going to be putting them on salads, tacos, and dipping them in chocolate.
Well said. Crazy for sure, because one of the broods, I think it's brood 19, is also called zombie cicadas, okay?
Ooh.
And the reason for that is they have, and this is the truth, I'm not making it up, they have a sexually transmitted disease. It's a fungus. It starts in their abdomen, and it fills up with spores. It works its way back, and it destroys everything, male and female organs of the cicadas, and it makes them hyper frenzied to mate. And so they still try to mate.
Yeah.
And while they're flapping their wings and everything, it spreads out that fungus, the spores.
So 2024 is the year of the zombie cicada.
That's right.
Now, and I'm almost sad that they're not going to be here in Ohio. I would love to do a summer's worth of reports on zombie cicadas.
Yeah, there's two kinds. We had the cicadas here last year. My sister down in Dayton had so many of them, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Or not last year. It was a couple years
back. Yeah, 2021 is when we had it.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, but, Wild Bill.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wouldn't eat them.
I wouldn't eat them either. I wouldn't eat them either. My producer, Ian, suggested a combination of the cicadas and the spaghetti, and he wants to call it spagata. What?
Spicata.
Spicata. I was thinking of John Cicada.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. O.
Double D.
H.
O.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Don't hesitate to call.
You call me.
You better call me.
Damn it, get me a phone.
Call me on my radio.
I'm gonna call you.
You got him on the radio.
You won't make a simple phone call.
What is wrong with you?
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. We got the live stream up and running. You can watch the show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We kind of went off on a tangent topic. Hey, I like that phrasing. Tangent topic. Strange things that you've had thrown at you. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. Kara on the live stream says, I tossed a meatball sub at my sister. It was wrapped in foil. I wanted her to put it in the oven. Well, it unwrapped midair and smacked her. And then she commented, I should have mentioned that the sub kind of exploded all over her. She has sauce all over her. Okay. She has sauce all over her. I'll try to send a pic. Okay. All right. This happened back in February. I thought this had just happened. I was like, oh my gosh, we are witness to history. The great meatball attack of 2024. So if you got something strange that somebody threw at you, let's hear it. James in Sydney. Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Great.
Go ahead.
This was a long time ago. I worked for a local cable company, and I was at a place to, hadn't paid their bill.
Oh, so you're disconnecting.
So we were incentivized to collect their equipment.
Ah, yeah.
And, they paid us for every piece that we would get. So I needed to collect their digital box. And this older gentleman, he was obviously embarrassed.
Yeah.
I think he has a grandson there. He got mad. He didn't have the money, so I said, "Well, I'll take the digital box." And he said, "No, I'll get it." And he ripped it out of his entertainment center, and then he threw it at me.
Oh. Wow!
And just by luck, I was able to. I snatched it like a clean, really clean.
You caught it.
Yeah.
Like a ninja catching a throwing star.
Completely, total luck.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's good. At least you weren't injured.
Oh no. Yep. But it was. I was really shocked.
Yeah. Well, you know, people sometimes in those moments, they become unhinged and uncontrollable, and that's just too bad. But I appreciate your call there, James. 937-457-1290. Let's see. We got sitting here watching. Okay, we got Greg in Dayton. How you doing, Greg? What's going on, man?
Well, when I was young, I threw some flames at my brother.
You threw some what?
Flames.
Planes? Fire. Flames? You mean
we were sitting cross-legged from each other. We put a match, and I was probably sixth grade, and grabbed mom's hairspray and tried to put out the match with the hairspray and singed his eyebrows.
Ah, I understand. So you use a flamethrower.
Yes, and mom wanted to know what we were burning upstairs.
All right, Greg, I appreciate that. 937-457-1290. So if you got a story about getting hit with something strange, hit us up. I saw this story today, and I thought this was kind of interesting. And this is one of those, you just barely made it. You barely made it, but you just missed it by this much. There's a story I saw today about a former Major League Baseball player by the name of Gary Cooper, not the actor. Gary Cooper signed with the Braves in the 70s. It was like 74, 75. And in 1980, he finally got called up after 5 years in the minors to play in the big show, as they say. So he got called up. He played for 21 games for the Atlanta Braves in 1980. The following year, he was sent back to the minors, and he retired shortly after that. So he never made it back to the big leagues. Well, there is a rule in baseball for baseball players, former baseball players, that in order to get a pension, and this is strange to me. I mean, in order to get a pension after you retire, you have to play at least 43 days in the major leagues. Now, there's a crazy calculation that every 43 days after that, you get like a 2.5% bump in your pension based on your salary. So, you know, if you play for 12 years or 15 years or whatever, your pension could be like seven figures. Well, this guy, Gary Cooper, he didn't make it 43 days in the majors. He made it to 42. 42, one day short of getting his pension. Now, his pension isn't going to be that huge. I saw a couple of articles about this today, and one of the articles said his pension would probably only be around $550 a month. But this guy's 67 years old, and he's not led a stable life. In other words, you know, he's struggled financially. And he admits that, you know, in the story. So now there is a petition, an online petition, to try to get the Braves, I'm assuming, to sign this 67-year-old guy to a one-day contract to play in the majors so he can get to 43 days and get his pension. Now, he's already appealed to Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association, and he's been denied twice. They've said, sorry, Charlie. One day short. So it'll be interesting to see if somebody signs him for one day so he can at least get an extra $550 a month. Why not? The guy's 67 years old. One day. But as an aside, what a crazy, crazy system that is. That you have to play only 43 days in the majors to get a pension? And again, the more you play, the higher your pension is. But the bare minimum, 43 days, that's all you have to work in order to get a pension. That is nuts. That is crazy. I don't know if Cox has a pension thing anymore. They used to, and you had to work like 20 some years or 30 years or whatever it was. And people who have worked here forever were kind of grandfathered in, I do believe. But anybody else who comes later, eh. let's see. Sickles in Springfield. What's up, Sickles?
Okay. I threw a banana one time, the Oak Plant International at Springfield International Harvester.
Yeah.
And it's a distance down there at Buck Creek. I was getting off of a second trick. And
is that when you saw the angel? Is that when you saw the angel?
Yeah. You got it. Okay.
And the Bigfoot. You saw the Bigfoot. You mentioned this last night when you called in.
Well, he's down there October 1988.
Right.
Draw marker on the side of Chillicothe.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So did you ever consider throwing a banana at the Bigfoot? Because I'll tell you
honey,
that would make sense.
Listen, just stick with me.
Did you just call me honey?
Yes, I'm 86 years old.
Okay.
I'm 86 years old. Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Air Force Army. Okay, I'm not that way. But anyway, a 12-mile mark, Chillicothe, we're jumping around here. Okay. I got these people from Honduras. They put some red bugs in my trash can. Had a backpack. Okay, this guy, okay. I was getting off of the second trick, and they were drinking down there. And the quiet guy at Buck Creek down in International Harvester, where I work,
yeah,
over 30 years.
You.
Okay.
Beer. Right.
Okay. I said, anybody want a banana? He said, yeah. So I threw it, and I hit him in a private, you know. So down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I got you, Sickles. I can't. I just can't. Tim, Farmersville, save me, please.
I will try my best.
Oh,
what
man.
What I got is I got two different stories here. One is with me and one is with my sister.
Okay.
When I was, I don't know, probably 20 years ago, I got a remote control thrown at me for a TV remote.
Ooh.
In a kitchen because my ex-wife was not very happy with me.
Right.
So that broke up against the wall. Now with my sister back in the late 70s, I seen my mother throw a butter knife at her and stick in the wall beside her head backwards.
Wow.
That's probably the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my gosh. I would imagine that remote controls, I wonder what the life the lifespan of a remote control is because...
At that point, zero.
I remember a few times maybe winging the remote control. Not at anybody, but just, you know, in anger or whatever because, that's the way I was. But... yeah, they don't last very long, especially when they get thrown up against the wall. So, all right. Appreciate it, Tim. There you go. That character from Springfield, man. Something else.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
What do we know about this guy, Mr. Hot Stuff?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7, just a couple of moments left. We got a few calls with people who's had weird stuff thrown at them. I love these tangent topics. I'm gonna copyright that. Tangent topic. Tuesday. Yes. Yes. Missy and Troy. What's up, Missy?
Hi. In elementary school, my older brother and I, we were fighting over what TV show we wanted to watch. He got mad, picked up a purple hairbrush suit at me, broke my front tooth.
Oh, no.
I ended up having to have a silver cap put on it, and I had to wear it throughout school until I was 16, got fixed permanently.
Oh,
whenever
man.
I got my picture taken, they always told me I had to close my mouth.
Right, because of the reflection and the,
yeah.
And the shine.
I mean, it'd make me mad, but you know, I got you. To close your mouth.
I got you. All right, Missy, thank you. Hey, Linda, what's up at Wright State?
Everything's good, Todd. Getting ready for the end of the year.
Gotcha, gotcha. So what did somebody throw at you?
Well, nobody threw nothing at me, but years ago when I was younger,
yeah.
I hung around with a couple that had this love-hate relationship.
Sure.
He
sure.
was one of those that say, I'm going to go get a pack of cigarettes and not come home for 3 days.
I got you. I got you.
So I was down there one night visiting with her. Well, guess who showed up after being MIA for 3 days?
Right, right.
He comes in. She's cooking chili. They get into it. He fixes him a bowl of chili. She said something, and Todd, he threw that bowl of chili straight up.
Oh,
and
wow.
And God is my witness, there was chili beans on that ceiling for months.
Wow, wow, that's crazy.
Nobody was going to clean off those chili beans.
Yeah, all right, Linda, I appreciate it. Man. Well, have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow just after 5. Don't forget, you can get the podcast at eveningedgetodd.com. Have a great Tuesday night.
And that's how she wrote.
I got nothing left.
Why don't you just call it a night?
I'm saying it's over. Superstar.
That's it, guys. We're all fried.
You guys have a good night.
Unplug everything. Wrap it up. Let's go home.
Adios, amigo.